KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And at 8:07, we have clear sunny skies, 33 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our weather forecast for today is calling for it to be partly cloudy with a high of 58. In the news, sheriff's officials in Mills County say a single vehicle accident that took place at around 8:45 a.m. on Tuesday resulted in one person being transported to the hospital. Authorities on Thursday said 63-year-old Mark Blair of Stanton was driving a 2007 Mack truck eastbound on Highway 34 at the 8-mile marker for Glenwood and approaching the intersection of the off-ramp and 221st Street. When he attempted to turn right or south onto 221st, the truck went out of control and rolled onto its side onto 221st, dumping a load of dirt the truck was carrying across the northbound lanes. The Glenwood Fire Department personnel extricated Blair from the truck by mechanical means. He was then flown by helicopter to a hospital. An initial investigation determined there were skid marks about 52 feet long past the stop sign and traversing the corner. Authorities say that indicates the truck did not stop at the stop sign and was traveling at a speed which, combined with the turn, resulted in the vehicle overturning. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office on Thursday released a lengthy list of arrests that took place during the month of November, and some of those include on November 22nd, 33-year-old Kayla Jean Lavelle of Irwin, who was arrested and charged with driving while license denied, suspended, canceled, or revoked. On November 21st, 33-year-old Mark Holland of Audubon was arrested following a pursuit on Timber Road. Holland was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with eluding, possession of drug paraphernalia, speeding, careless driving, failure to provide proof of insurance, and operating a non-registered vehicle. Previous day, November 20th, Shelby County deputies arrested 45-year-old Philip Bradley Poole of Harlan. Following a traffic stop, Poole was charged with driving while license denied, suspended, canceled, or revoked. On November 17th, 27-year-old Gunnar Bloom of Kimbleton was arrested. He was taken into custody on a charge of driving while license denied or revoked, operating without the interlock, speeding, and failure to provide proof of insurance. On November 15th, sheriff's deputies in Shelby County arrested 60-year-old Catherine Lietta Larson of Westphalia following a search warrant. She was charged with possession of a controlled substance first offense, prohibited acts penalties, and possession of drug paraphernalia. On November 13th, 22-year-old Lucas Peters of Schleswig was arrested on a charge of controlled substance violation, possession of drug paraphernalia, open container, and permit under 18 to consume or possess on a property. On November 12th, Shelby County deputies arrested 33-year-old Nicole Brooke Rains of Council Bluffs. She was charged with possession of paraphernalia, speeding, and violation of a condition of her restricted license. Also that same day, 24-year-old Andres Cruz Alvarez was arrested following a traffic stop on County Road M37 in Shelby County. Cruz Alvarez, who is from Omaha, was arrested for or transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with prohibited acts penalties, possession of a controlled substance first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. You can read about the other arrests in Shelby County from November 11th all the way back to November 1st in the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. Well, police in Red Oak say the driver of a 2016 Chevy Equinox suffered suspected minor injuries during a collision that happened Wednesday with a Chevy pickup. Authorities say the accident happened around 4 p.m. at the intersection of Highway 34 and North 8th Street in Red Oak. 74-year-old Dennis Hartstack of Clarinda failed to yield the right-of-way, authorities said, from a stop sign as he was southbound on North 8th Street crossing Highway 34. His Chevy Silverado pickup was struck broadside by the Equinox driven by 66-year-old Paul Dummler of Red Oak. Dummler was injured but not transported to the hospital. Damages amounted to $75,000 altogether. Police cited Hartstock for failure to yield. And Red Oak police were assisted at the scene of that crash by Red Oak Fire and Rescue and Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. Also in the news, the Cass County Extension Office says they are once again hosting continuing educational instructional courses, or CICs, for local commercial pesticide applicators. But they want to remind anyone who has yet to attend the training and that needs to do so that all CIC training must be completed by the end of this month to keep your license current. And to avoid conflicts with year-end scheduling, Cass County Extension is requiring that all training dates be scheduled by next Friday, December 17th. According to Cass County Extension Director Kate Olson, reshow dates can occur after December 17th as scheduling allows, but they must be on the calendar before then in order to be honored. To ensure a spot on the training schedule, applicators needing to complete their CIC for the year are asked to call as soon as possible if they have a preferred training date, but no later than Friday, December 17th at 4:30 p.m.
Applicators calling after that date will not be placed on the training schedule. Training dates can be scheduled locally by calling Cass County Extension at 712-243-1132 or emailing Office Manager Lori Anderson, that's L-A-N-D-E-R, at iastate.edu. For more information, you can go to www.extension.iastate.edu/PSEP/. It's more news online at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.
KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.